This year chasing our 18th banner. Roster so deep, our bench finally got an answer. We got the heart, maybe not the glamour. When you spell team, you best watch your grammar. Ignore the refs when we led by Tatum. Big ass and squeeze, corner threes makes them. Batman and Jalen, our defense at anchors. Brogdon off the bench, giving more flavor. Smart is the heart, and the best actor. Getting every charge, intense in the matchup. Now getting ready for hot takes and laughter. Cause you tuning in to the boys in the rafters.
What up, what up? We are back with episode 123 of the Rafters podcast, brought to you by Couch Guy Sports. I'm your ever decadent host, Liam McDade, across the virtual table from the world traveler himself, Connor Strayer, gracing us with his presence from the homeland, Ireland. Fucking back, baby. Basketball's back. We had a game today, and I haven't talked to you in forever. How you been, dog?
Good, yeah. Basketball's finally back. We haven't. I think we probably did one. The last time we did it was like
July 3rd.
Maybe the day they won, or like.
Yeah, it was about a week after the draft is what I checked it out,
because we did
cover the draft in the last one. But it's the off season. You know, we both have lives. We did a fucking hell of a lot of traveling this summer.
Oh yeah.
So we took a little hiatus, and we always come back for the start of the season. But psyched to be on with you again. I love to talk about the Celtics all the time anyway. And when I have this, I can download all my shitty hardware onto you. You're like my fucking therapist. Or I come here, I'm either pissed or fired up. And either way, you're getting the brunt of it.
Yeah. Last year, we were pretty fired up.
Yeah.
So,
there was really no reason not to be psyched last year.
The whole season. Yeah. It was kind of, it's boring, but good boring. Like they went into it. They were good. We knew they were going to be good. Well, we didn't know they'd be that good. They had a lot of pressure on them. Obviously, they got two superstars. Excuse me. They got two superstars with Porzingis and Holiday, and they had a lot of pressure on them. So,
yeah.
And this year they do too.
They do. Yeah, friggin', I was looking at it 3 days ago, or a year ago, 3 days ago, was the anniversary of the Drew Holiday trade. And I was just kind of thinking about it. I saw all the posts on Instagram, and I was thinking about it, and I was like, God, like, I can't believe this is my life. Like, what a time to be alive. You can go back and check the receipts on here. I remember when we first got him, coming on this show and telling you, like, we're winning the title. Like, it's a fucking layup now. We got Drew Holiday. And that aged remarkably well. And I'm just so fucking happy the dude's on our team.
Yeah, and he did well. He was on the Olympic team, right?
Yeah, crushed it in the Olympics.
Him, I'm sure. I don't know if that's one of the tops we're going to talk about. But, yeah.
I actually didn't even write that down. Didn't even think about
they had,
it.
They
buried
this,
it.
And they played this summer. And I mean, Drew Holiday got a ton of minutes. White got actually a decent amount of minutes.
They were both the starting guards.
Tatum didn't get anything. But Tatum didn't get any minutes. But I don't think he needed them. Hopefully that made him more hungry. But, at least two of our key players got some playing time and some pretty competitive games down the stretch.
Yeah. Yeah, we talked about this while the Olympics were on here, because we were texting each other.
We did, yeah.
Yeah, because you were laughing at the fact that Tatum wasn't playing. And then I was working most of the time, and you were working from home, so you were able to watch most of the game. I couldn't.
Yeah.
So I'd usually tune in, like, when I catch the end of most games when I was getting out of work. But I remember you texting me, like, holy fuck, Tatum just blew a wide-open alley-oop to end the half. And I was like, all right, I got to see this. And I hopped on. It was all over Instagram. And I was like, damn, this guy can't catch a fucking break.
No, you can't. Honestly, he didn't do that great in the Olympics.
He didn't do anything. Really.
He didn't get a lot of time. And maybe that was it. Maybe he just wasn't warmed up when he got in there. But he looked pretty, like, lost and not that great compared to all the superstars that were with him. I mean, maybe he was starstruck. Maybe he's not on their level yet.
Yeah,
I don't think
how many people are on Steph Curry and LeBron James and Kevin Durant's level? Like, not
half that team.
Yeah.
So,
but
if you're gonna call yourself top five, you got to be on their level. So
yeah, but like the first two exhibition games, Embiid was fucking terrible in the first two exhibition games.
Yeah,
if you
but
remember.
He came alive.
Yeah, but then when it mattered, he was sick. Yeah, but he still sucked for those. But like everyone was shitting on him for those two games, and then you know no one gives a fuck when he goes out there and balls out eventually. But I had that same feeling for Tatum, where I was like, you know, the first two actual games were, I think the first game he didn't get any playing time at all, right?
First and that was, couple, yeah, and then they like
then they played him a little bit in the second, and it was terrible.
And I think that was like media wise, because like And I don't even think it was like due to like, oh, they play different. I think people just got on their backs because of it. They're like,
Yeah.
yeah, I don't know if the coach wanted them to actually play. I mean,
No, I don't think so either. I think it was, he was, like you said, he was literally forced to play him because everyone's like, this guy just won a title and he hasn't played a minute. What are we doing here?
Yeah, and it's just funny. I mean, there's a lot of people on that team, so it doesn't matter. And they won it in
Yeah.
the end. It doesn't really matter. They won the gold medal. But Tatum isn't
Yep.
really a help there. So I wouldn't really, yes, he's a gold medalist now.
Yep.
I think he was before anyways,
So,
actually. Yeah,
I don't think he
no.
was.
So, I mean, he'll be maybe the next face of like the 2028 Olympics, 2028
Good in LA.
in LA. Yeah, he's got to be. Well, maybe LeBron by then, if LeBron's still in it, he's the face. So
LeBron probably will fucking be
I mean,
hanging around.
if he's on the Lakers still, then they're gonna make him the face of it, no doubt. They
100%.
can't not, or it's just gonna be a loss. So maybe he's the next face of the Olympics. We'll see. But by then,
Yeah.
there could be another guy that's ahead of him. So
Yeah. I wonder about shit like that where it's like do you think, I mean, Tatum was obviously fucking furious about the whole thing, right? Like he was probably pissed.
does he care?
That's why
I
I'm
don't think he
asking.
cares.
You don't think he gives us a
I don't
fuck?
think he gives a fuck.
But he to go all the way to where even was the Olympics? I know it was
France,
France, to
Paris.
go
Yeah,
all
but
the
I don't
way
think
to
he.
Paris.
It's free vacation. He got to bring his kid. Deuce was there. His friends were there. He's very good friends with Drew White, right?
Yeah.
Derek White, I mean.
Drew and
So
Derek.
Drew, yeah, and so he got to have him on the team once whoever, I forget, Kawhi Leonard backed out. So
Yep.
yeah, I think he was just chilling. Who wouldn't want to do that? That's like a trip of a lifetime. I mean,
I
would he have
guess.
rather been resting and chilling? Maybe not. I mean, I don't know him.
I guess it depends on how competitive he is, and neither one of us know him personally, so we can't really speak to
Maybe
it,
we
but
will soon, but
yeah, certainly. I guess which would be like the ultimate like cliche media talking point, and I'm sure I've already seen it already, which is probably where I'm getting this thought. Do you think Tatum's going to be on a tear this year because they didn't play him?
Nah,
No.
I think I've
No.
already said to one of my friends, I think Brown's gonna be the guy this year.
Really,
He
you're
looks
hammering
like
that
he's
home?
Brown looks hungry. I mean, he looks hungry
And
every year, but
what do you mean
he's
by
only
the guy?
improved.
What quantifies the
I
guy?
think
Better
Brown
numbers?
could be MVP worthy this year.
Really?
And I think if you're Mazzulla, if he's playing that well out of the gate, you gotta let him ride with that. You're not gonna disrupt that, even if Tatum's playing like pretty good. I mean, both of them could have a chance to play MVP, get MVP numbers, but it's
Yeah.
going to be only one can get like further than the other, like because they're going to
Yes.
have to be like someone's going to
And
have to
it's
shoot them.
still a sick team. They're going to be playing team ball. Porzingis is going to
Yeah,
take a lot
if
of
they stay
shots
healthy, yeah,
if stay
if
healthy.
they stay healthy. But I don't know, maybe who knows? It's going to be a weird dynamic this year.
It is.
Brown looks like he wants it a lot, so does Tatum. But I think Brown's a guy. I think
Yeah.
Brown, he's improved every single year pretty significantly, if you haven't
Yeah.
noticed. Like, and Tatum kind of I mean, yeah, he's improved every year, but not like that significant.
Yeah, he's kind of, it seems like he's plateaued at like 30 points a game, which is pretty fucking good. Like
Well, yeah, plateau at 30 points, yeah, but I think Brown could do that too
yeah, which he hasn't yet.
if you don't, well, because he doesn't
You're
get those
right.
shots.
He hasn't up till this point, but now that he's finals MVP and a champion and everyone in the league knows Jaylen Brown is sick, he's going to get more recognition.
Yeah, and maybe with Tatum getting double covered, I mean, I think a lot of I don't know what teams are going to do to stop them, but it's good.
It's not going to go well for them.
It's not going to go well for them, and I think Brown might be the guy this year. Tatum's still going to be good, don't get me wrong.
Yep.
And I never said he was bad, but he's a
No.
great player. I just don't think he's
Yeah.
MVP caliber
Yeah.
yet.
Well, you know, I've always noticed you're harboring some sort of deep hatred for Jason Tatum, and
No, there's
every
no
time
hatred. There's no hatred.
I know, I'm fucking with you, but yeah, I could see it, but I don't know. I think just because Tatum's going to have a 50-point game or two every season, that he's always going to be kind of the face of this team. I have a feeling this is going to be a talking point for us for basically the whole season. We're just going to be going back and forth because
It's the only thing to talk about.
Brown's going to have his nights, and Tatum's going to have his nights, and Tatum's going to have his fucking stinker nights too, which we see all the time.
And
Brown
Brown
usually
doesn't have
doesn't
much
have
of
those.
those. Yeah. So that's why I like, I mean, don't get me wrong, I like both of them.
Yep.
Brown's just more consistent in my eyes. But
Yeah, hey, they got us both a
he finally
championship.
got
I'd die for both of them.
and he got that credit. So and
Yeah.
then a lot of people were crying that Tatum should have got it. No, Brown deserved
Yeah,
it a
Brown
lot
deserved
more.
it by far.
But
I
yeah.
agree. I agree completely. Yeah, it's a funny fucking thing. I completely forgot about the Olympics, actually. That wasn't gonna be a talking point for me, but it is cool. Like, even if Tatum didn't play a fucking lick and like he got a gold
Sad.
medal, it's basically a participation award for him.
Yeah.
He got the gold medal. But as Celtics fan, we could still rejoice. Derrick White, Andrew Holiday were super sick and very important for the team.
And it seems like it's good to know that like NBA players enjoy those guys. They like want to play with these guys.
Yeah.
And three of our players were on like the top. I mean, I wouldn't say the best players were on that Olympic team, but
Yeah. Plenty of them dropped out, but they were in
you
the in.
got a team stacked, and they
Yeah.
were pretty,
They're in
those two
top
were like
20.
vocal points on that team. Like they actually put in minutes, put in numbers. So it's like it was
Yeah.
pretty impressive to see that we have three. And Brown, who didn't get to play, he could have easily played on that team.
Three of the best American players,
Four of the
yeah.
best, yeah, three of the best American players, which is wild.
Because you got to think it'd be out of a top 20 because there's 15 players on a basketball team. The
True.
last two didn't fucking play. And then there were probably about five dropouts, I would say, or four dropouts,
And
or, you
guys from
know.
other countries too, like
Yeah.
Luka and
Because Luka's obviously probably the best, and so is Jokic
yeah,
and like shit like that.
Jokic, yeah.
But how'd they do for those other countries? They got piped up. So like that's how it happens. This
It's
is
unfair, but
Yeah, but
yeah.
this is America, and you know, that's how we roll. We're gonna roll in here and fucking LeBron's gonna turn the clock back, and Kevin Durant's gonna have a great scoring night, and Steph Curry's gonna close it out in the clutch, and we're gonna win because freedom.
Which was wild because some of those guys I haven't seen play like that ages, and it's kind of scary to see how they are healthy.
Yeah. It
I
was
don't even
super
think.
cool. I fucking hate LeBron. It was super cool to see him ball out.
Yeah, it was super cool. I don't know if he can was just doing that because it was against like other like some of these countries they have like less talent. They're not NBA guys.
Yeah,
They're
no.
not being guarded by NBA talent. And I think that's
Yeah.
a big drop off. I mean, it
And
must be.
most of them aren't as tall as LeBron James.
No, so maybe it was just too easy for them, but they didn't make it look that easy. They didn't make it look like it was easy since those games were close. Those games
Yeah,
weren't
a lot
like
of them were.
they pulled away at the very end of most of these games, or the last two at least. So it's like,
Yeah, the gold medal was
and I
real
was kind of
close.
sad because France didn't really have much. Like,
No.
and they were kind of bullying them for a moment.
I had this talk with my buddy because you remember Evan Fournier when he was on the Celtics?
Yeah, he sucked.
Yeah.
We thought he was
It,
going to come in and do good, but.
but in the Olympics, he averages like 30 points a game. He goes crazy on the Olympics and he looks like, you know, being hyperbolic, but he looks like Michael Jordan. And I always wonder,
Yeah.
I'm like, clearly he can still ball. Clearly he's getting a ton of numbers, but in the league, he's unplayable. And I'm like, it must be a talent drop off, is the only thing I can think of.
It has to be. It really has to
Right?
be. Or he's like the only guy on their team. Because
Because he
like, well, obviously he
sucked for the
wasn't.
Celtics.
He did, but maybe
He
it was
sucks
just a
on the
lot.
Knicks. He
He
sucks.
does.
He sucks
I don't even know
most
where he's
places.
on. I don't even know what team he's on anymore.
I have no idea. I think he's still on the Knicks.
He
They're
might
paying
even
him
be
that
out of the
outrageous
league.
contract. He got that crazy contract after the
I thought he was
Celtics.
like out of the league at that point.
Yeah, no. If they cut him, they still have to pay him. But
Yeah. But it is wild, but like, and it wasn't that great of a look. Like, we did win the gold medal, but in the like
yeah,
end, some of those games were like, we should be crushing these teams.
we should be.
We should have, but whatever. They still won. He's on
Because we're
the
led by
Knicks.
unbelievable voting rights and freedom, and we have an amendment or a constitution. We're America, baby. We're gonna show
Oh
up.
yeah.
We're gonna fuck shit up. Steph Curry shot in the gold medal game over the two wicked tall French dudes. I think one of which was Wembanyama, the basically the game sealing one. I was like, dude, I hate Steph Curry too, but god damn, he can ball.
Yeah, it was crazy to see. It was fun again. Like he hasn't played. I don't think any of those guys have played that one in a while. So,
Yeah.
And Evan Fournier is in Detroit, by the way.
Oh, he is?
He
They
got
finally got
traded.
rid of him?
He got traded to Detroit. He only played. Oh, he was on a lot of teams this year. He was on who? Toronto, Knicks, and Detroit.
Yeah.
He got traded around twice.
No
That means
shit.
no one wants him. I mean, he wasn't
Yeah.
doing too bad. He was like a 6 point. He was
But he was
scoring.
crushing it in the Olympics, and I'm
He
like,
averaged like seven
what?
points a game
Yeah, I don't understand
on low
if
minutes.
how that happens, if it's a talent drop off or what, but
Actually, I don't know. This is weird. Not to get on the Evan Fournier train, but he was averaging 7 points a game this season in only like 11 minutes a game. Like he wasn't
for the
playing that
Knicks.
much, or 18 minutes. Sorry, for Toronto, Knicks, and Detroit. So like he was averaging like
Good
pretty good
points in
numbers and
small
like,
minutes.
yeah, I don't know.
Huh? No
Maybe that he needs to
shit.
get on a good team this year.
Are you
I
an
think
Evan
he.
Fournier fan now?
I don't even think he's signed right now.
Yeah.
He's not even. I don't think he's on a team.
No shit. So weird how that works. There are so many good basketball players that aren't in the league, and some really shitty players that are in the league.
Like Steph, like Tatum. Okay, no.
Yeah, Grant Williams. But yeah, no, I watching Steph Curry in the Olympics, I was like, so this is what it's like to be a Warriors fan, because I was rooting for him. I was, you know, I'm as American as they come. I was rooting for the country, and I was like,
Yeah.
this is what it's like to be a Warriors fan, because Steph's pulling up from half court, he's shooting it and looking away and just assuming it's going to go in because it always does. And I was like, oh, this is sick. I get why people love the Warriors.
Yeah. But like, I don't know. The Warrior, it was fun. It was fun. It was definitely fun to watch. But Curry, I wish he was in a Celtics jersey. That'd be even cooler.
Oh,
'Cause
God, yeah. That'd be
he's getting
obviously.
wasted away, I feel like, on the Warriors
Yeah.
right now.
But with them, like, when you have Steph Curry, like, you always ha have to be competing. You always have to be tr at least trying to compete. So
Yeah.
I don't know what they're going to do for this season, because I don't know any big offseason moves they made. They lost Chris Paul. They
Lost
were good.
Thompson too.
Yeah, they tried to
Right.
trade for, yeah, they did. He's on the Mavs. And friggin', they tried to trade for Paul George and didn't get him. Now he's on the Sixers.
Oh shit. So they really don't have like anybody.
They don't have anyone.
He's gone. If they start out bad, they gotta trade him
I don't know
away, right?
what, but no,
I
they
mean, no,
can't.
he's
You can never trade. That's like trading Tim Duncan or Kobe Bryant. You can't fucking do that.
Yeah,
He
you could.
made that franchise. You cannot do that.
Yeah, but
And
he
I,
wants to win.
the only place he would want to go, which sucks and is really weird, Charlotte.
LA. Why would he want to go? Is he from there?
Yeah. And his dad played for them. He loves the Hornets.
Oh.
I know, right?
But at
Imagine.
least he could have a better chance there because like they have some talent.
Yeah.
Not really.
Yeah.
Were
Kind
they were
of.
the
They
worst
have
team in the league again this year?
LaMelo. Yeah. They were pretty fucking
Ooh,
bad.
LaMelo.
Yeah. I like LaMelo. I think he's pretty
I
all
like
right
him too, but
when he plays.
he's making 35 mil a year. Wow. Yeah, they got Seth Curry. Oh, he has his brother.
Yeah.
Okay, that'd be cool. That'd be a cool team. And they
It
definitely have
would.
like the they have like oh, they got Grant Williams.
Yeah, they do. It's the only fucking team that'll pay him.
Nick Richards. Yeah, I don't know any of these guys. Cody Martin, I know. Yeah. I don't know. But what were we off? Celtics. Back to the Celtics. What do you think? Are we should we do predictions for the season yet or
I would say let's save that for next week's episode. The schedule has been released, right?
at least, yeah, I was looking at
Yeah,
games
so
earlier.
let's save it for next week, because I'm meticulous. I will literally go through all 82 games and
Oh,
mark down wins and losses.
shit.
And last year I was pessimistic on them last year, I believe, and
I think I did more.
you were way more optimistic than me last year, and you ended up cashing out on that one. And I don't know why I was so fucking pessimistic. I was way off.
I don't even know what they end up last year. They probably only lost like 12 games, 13 games.
Yeah, something like that. And basically swept the playoffs.
Yeah, that was when they shined. 2003 regular season. They went. It's gonna make me scroll all the way down. Well, I don't even know what their record was, but
Yeah,
yeah,
it
they
was
did well.
fucking damn good.
You
It
looking it up?
was. Yeah. They were. Wait, oh no, it's 22, 23. So they were 64 and 18.
Okay. Wow. I think they could do better this year.
Yeah.
That's not even
Yeah.
that great. An all-time record-wise, that's not like
No, it's not. You think they could
amazing.
crack 70 if everyone's healthy? Say
If
everyone's
everyone's,
healthy.
even if everyone, yeah, everyone's healthy, yeah, easily.
Yeah, I think so too.
I mean that championship pedigree, yeah, they
Yeah.
crack it. I think they could maybe lose. I mean that wasn't even like best record of all time, right? But they weren't even
No,
close.
no. The 08 Celtics were better. I think they won 68.
Yeah, how many? So, what's the difference on that? Hey, we had how many last year?
64, so 4-game difference.
Which is a lot more.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the Golden State Warriors won like nine. Lost nine one season, and they lost. That's when
Yeah,
they lost.
73 and 9, and then lost in the
I think they could
finals. Fuck
crack
them.
like
Spurs won 70 games that year, too.
what? That's wild.
I know they
They.
won 70 games and they were the 2 seed. I'd be so pissed.
And they won that year? No, they won
Yeah.
far that year, right?
The
They
Spurs?
won that year, right?
No, the Warriors
25th
went to
minute.
the finals and lost, and the Spurs,
Oh.
that was the Kawhi Leonard year when Zaza Pachulia rolled his ankle and Kawhi got hurt in the first round. The Warriors beat them, and then
Yeah.
Kawhi requested a trade the year after, like an
And went to
asshole.
Toronto and won.
What a
Well, he
douchebag.
won.
Fuck him. I hate Kawhi Leonard. I
I
hate
like him.
him.
I like Kawhi.
He's the worst. He's the worst kind of human being. I despise Kawhi Leonard. How do
And
you
he got a
lose
ring.
this
He got a
ass?
ring. He got two rings.
Fucking asshole. I know. It's
And
fuck
one of the best,
sacrilege.
he was probably the best player in the league that year. He single-handedly carried Toronto to a fucking finals and won. That was all him, which is wild.
Yeah, he did. Fuck, I forgot that I didn't switch over to Mike's thing, so we have a time limit. We're up in 9 minutes,
Oh,
but
shit.
frig, yeah, I fucking forgot about that. So if we need to, we can just do one more and finish it. I literally just needed to switch the account and I fucked that one up.
Don't worry about it.
But friggin', did you see any of the game today?
I didn't. I think it was on NBA TV, which I don't have.
Oh, really?
But I just I took a glance at like the box score and everything. I don't think the Stars played that much. I think like Tatum got 19 minutes. Brown got
Yeah,
19 minutes. Cornette started.
I've been working
Holiday,
from home,
White.
so I actually did watch it.
Oh yeah, you was it a good, like a good game to watch? It's
Yeah, friggin' Westbrook killed it. I love the idea of Westbrook on the Nuggets. Like, obviously, I'm trying to watch it to see who's good on the Celtics and whatnot. I couldn't
I did
take
not
my
know
eyes
he was
off
on the
Westbrook.
Nuggets. Shit. When did they get him?
This offseason.
Did I like not see that happen? Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's scary for them, huh? And he's
Yeah.
going to be coming off the bench, or what do you
Yep.
think they would eventually
Yeah,
start?
bench. No, because they have Jamal Murray. He's coming off the bench.
Okay.
It's gonna be sick. I'm super psyched for them. Like
He
they
could
have
work
it in
his
the
way into that
offseason.
starting lineup, though, a little bit. I mean, Jamal Murray is point guard, but maybe take like. You have C. Braun in there. Who's that?
Christian Braun.
Yeah, who the heck is that?
He's pretty okay.
Yeah, I can see he's 23. I can see him cracking that lineup as a guard instead of Christian Braun.
Braun played a lot in the last 2 years. I think he played in the, when they won the finals too. He did pretty all right, if I remember correctly. But he definitely played a lot last year.
Yeah.
But for the Celtics, though, classic, our boy Peyton Pritchard in the games that don't matter, he goes out there and balls 21, 6, and 4. Ooh wee.
Yeah. It's good to see it too. I mean, I know they didn't, he's also probably playing against Denver's bench more
Yeah.
so, but it's good to see that our bench players did better than theirs. I mean, in terms of
Yeah.
him, how many
Like
minutes did he
we
get?
know he got 24.
21.
Like we know what we're getting from fucking Pritchard though. Like even in the finals,
He's a
like
dog.
he's such a dog. Absolutely.
Kid's a dog.
In the finals, his only fucking points were half court shots. I
Yeah,
was like, this guy's the man.
but
For
he's playing for a spot like we've
yeah.
talked about. I know you're going to talk about it, Lonnie Walker. They're same
Yeah.
position, right? So
Yeah. No,
he's
Lonnie's a shooting guard. Like, I mean, like,
but they're
you
playing
know,
for minutes.
yeah, definitely. I agree. So I guess that would be our segue into the off season here.
Okay.
They're only no, that's kind of what I wanted. The only real signing of somebody else that we got is Lonnie Walker. And allow me to just say that I adore this fucking man. He went to my favorite, the most prestigious university in all the world, especially in the country, the University of Miami. Skywalker has now touched down in Boston. Absolute monster. So psyched that he's fucking here. I have his Spurs jersey. I have his Nets jersey. I have his Celtics jersey in the mail. I'm so fucking psyched that this dude's on the Celtics. Just a bench guy. Gonna come in, rip some threes. He can dunk like a madman. I'm so excited. Hopefully they use him correctly, which I have no reason to believe they wouldn't, and I think he's gonna be sick.
Yeah, it looks like he was getting some decent minutes on Brooklyn last year. He
Yeah,
played
what are
for
his numbers like? I actually haven't checked his stats in a while.
like nine, almost 10 points a game, Brooklyn last year.
Minutes.
Minutes he played 17.5. So that's gonna be
Huh.
like reduced here. He's not gonna get as many minutes here.
No.
Unless, I mean, this just allows signing him. It just allows White to like rush a little bit. White,
Yeah.
some of these Jrue Holiday. You can trust these two, Peyton Pritchard and Lonnie Walker in the regular season at least to like play well. put those solid minutes in and just give Walker, Derek, not Walker, Derek White
Get
and yeah, Drew
Drew
Holiday
Holiday. I
some
agree
rest.
completely. Yeah, which like that's kind of the goal for all this, right? Like if you look at their off-season signings, re-signed Sam Hauser to 4-year extension. Didn't see that one coming at all. I was very fucking surprised. Luke Kornet comes back. I could have swore he was gone. They get I can never pronounce his first name. Nemus Quinta back on a multi-year deal.
Like,
I
why?
obviously,
Yeah.
no, I think Quinta's a baller. I do like him. Tatum gets that fucking outrageous supermax 5-year ridiculous deal.
And all the money this year.
Yeah, all of it. And Xavier Tillman comes back on 2-year deal, and then we get Derek White on 4 years. So they fucking lock everyone in, literally don't let anyone go. I could have swore they'd let Sam Hauser, Kornet go. Didn't at Tillman too. I totally thought he was gone. They keep them all, and I think it's all to the point you just said. Like they want to rest the starters as much as
Rest
they
the
can.
dogs, yeah. Rest the
Yeah,
dogs, and let some of the puppies
yeah.
out to play. I don't know why I made
Absolutely.
that up, but
But no, it
yeah,
makes sense. I dig
but
it.
yeah,
Fires me up.
but yeah. Let Pritchard. I mean, you're eventually you're not going to be able to keep all these guys because, like, as Pritchard's, if he keeps playing this way, he's going to be worth some money when his
Yep.
contract's up. I think he actually just got paid,
He got
but
paid like 2 years ago.
I don't know what his contract or how many years we signed him for, but.
Me neither.
He definitely will have a bigger, like, hey, teams are going to want him, especially if
Yeah.
he's showing his value. Teams are going to want Lonnie Walker. I'm surprised we even got him. Like, no
I
other
know,
teams
right?
like wanted to sign that
Yeah, I
guy.
think it's because he was part of that dumpster fire disaster on the Nets.
Yeah, true. But to your point, yeah, we kept a lot of the same guys. We didn't really
The
make a lot
only
of
guy
moves.
we let go was Fee Mikhailik, who I thought was completely and utterly fucking useless. So,
Yeah, it didn't matter. I mean, maybe he'll be better on, he'll be serviceable on another team, but like,
yeah, he's on the
on this
Jazz.
team, yeah. The only thing I wish we went out and got was maybe a decent big guy, but
Yeah,
they're
somebody to back up
really,
Porzingis would have been real nice.
I see this guy on the team, I don't even know how to say his name, Scott Set Dimitrio
Oh, yeah.
Skapistev. Did he play it
Yeah.
at all? He play any minutes? It's his first year in the league. CSU
Yeah, he
Northbridge,
did.
what the
He
heck
got
is
2
that?
points.
I guess CSU Northbridge.
Dmytro
7 footer, 278 pounds. The guy's a monster. Who the heck is this guy?
Skapistev. I know. He's wearing your boy's old number.
I don't even know what
Friggin'
this, he's from
Kelly
Cal State
Olynyk.
Northbridge,
Is that a real
Matadors.
place?
I guess so. They play in the Big West Conference. Yeah, I didn't know, not know. We must have signed this guy out of nowhere. Or like a rookie contract,
It's
or
probably just a summer league guy.
it's his first season in the NBA and he's 26, so
That's
I
never a
think he
good
did
sign.
get signed, but whoever he is, we got him.
Yeah.
Big Al's back, right?
Yeah, he is, which I thought is a terrible idea. But hey, if he thinks he could do it, he knows better than
You
I
need
do.
some backup. I mean, you need we're pretty low at I mean, Cornette's gonna
I
I
don't
guess
want
we can
Kornet
Cornette
playing a lot of minutes either. I'm like, damn. Jordan
it's
Walsh, though. Jordan Walsh, if he's up from the G League and playing with us full time, I do like that.
I don't see it happening. There's so
No.
many guards.
He's a big.
Jordan Walsh, he's
Yeah.
6'7".
But yeah, but
He's
they play
listed
him
as a guard.
forward. Charles Barkley was 6'6". Didn't matter.
And Charles Barkley's not. Jordan Walsh was not Charles Barkley.
No,
But
certainly not.
yeah, I don't think Jordan Walsh will make it onto this team much this season.
I don't know. He played sparingly. I always thought he was fine. In the game today,
I
he
mean, he's
was
fine.
good.
He's
9,
fine.
4, and 4 today.
Yeah,
I liked what I saw.
he's good enough, but he's just not there yet. We have so much more talent on the team. It's just hard to find roles for these guys.
Certainly. Well, we're the most loaded fucking team in the league.
When it comes, even the bench, yeah. I mean, arguably you can have White come off the bench and have someone else play in a spot, but you're
Get
not going to
Lonnie
do that.
there? No, you're not. But because
He
then
might
you're giving
Lonnie
up.
will start,
He
I bet.
will. I agree.
Someone's gonna miss time on this team. It happens. It happened. Actually, it didn't really happen last year. Porzingis yet, though.
Porzingis, but that was about it.
And we still won. And we didn't really even need him in the finals, to be
No,
honest.
we really didn't. It was really nice. Every time he played, it just like it was a dick kicking, which was really nice. Where it's like, oh, Porzingis is back. We're gonna win by 10+, and that was relaxing.
Especially the first game, then he got hurt again. But yeah, it's wild. This team's stacked. I
Yeah.
know you're excited. I'm excited.
Fired.
But yeah, it's exciting to see where they're gonna go in terms of like, can they run it back? A lot of people are shitting on them. Commentators are across the league are saying it was an easy road to the finals last year,
Yeah, so
easy
we got to
win.
get a
So
harder one this year and prove them wrong.
Knicks look good too. There's a lot of teams that stacked up, so.
Yeah. But yeah, there are a lot of other teams that got better, and that is the big talking point through the media is can the Celtics repeat? Very early on, I'll probably periodically ask you throughout the season. Starting off, very first exposure to Celtics basketball this season, looking at the roster, seeing them play a game, looking at what we got. What is your confidence level, 1 to 10, that we can repeat?
That's tough.
Put you on the spot.
10 being like most confident.
10 being you would put your house on the line for them to
Yeah.
win the title.
I'm gonna go
10 is
seven.
seven. Okay. So you
I'm
would.
doing that. You wanna know why though? I
Yeah.
just looked up the well, it's just ESPN bet, NBA futures. They're +340. So that
Wow, that's
means
super low.
So no, I mean that's the highest. I mean that's the best chance odds.
Yeah.
But so I'm just doing 7 minus or 10 minus 3, and that's 7. I'm gonna go by Vegas.
Yeah.
I would say I would give them a 70% chance, or
Okay.
77 out of 10 comfortably.
Yeah.
Like, but I
Yeah.
guess it'd be
Same
70%.
premise. Yeah. People can do
Yeah, I'd give
math.
them a 70% chance.
It's a pretty fucking good percentage, I would say.
I mean.
They favored it to win, but.
Yeah, they are, and then like there's a big jump between them and OKC. Oh no, hold
OKC's the
on. Yeah,
second one.
OKC's next. OKC, Knicks, 76ers, Nuggets,
Knicks is crazy.
Dallas,
What's OKC's?
+700, and I don't.
Wow.
They're putting a lot into that. There's no shot.
Yeah.
I would pick. I mean,
Well, you're a Knicks homer, so you pick the Knicks, right?
no, but I would pick the Nuggets over them.
Mm.
Mavs even, they got
Yeah.
better at +1,000.
You think
Nuggets at
Klay
plus eight
Thompson's
hundred.
going to be sick for the Mavericks?
I have a feeling he might be.
I think so
I hope
too.
he. I hope he is.
I
And
know.
not because I want the Mavericks to win. I just like Klay Thompson.
Me too. I agree completely.
Yeah. So we'll see. We'll definitely see. 7 out of 10, I'd say. I don't.
Yeah,
I wouldn't. Maybe
that's.
that's not a 70% chance they win, but I'm not like 8, 9, or 10 being like, oh, they're definitely gonna win this thing. It's hard. It's hard to win back to back,
It
especially
is.
when I hate to say it, did we have an easy run to the finals? Yeah, we did. But we still won it. But it was an
Yeah.
easier path. A lot of players got hurt, and a lot of teams didn't have their full game. So we'll see.
Yeah. Did you hear anything about how Joe Mazzulla is treating training camp so far?
Like, no. What would he mean? No, or
He's
maybe I
been
have.
acting like a madman, making them run like crazy and putting them through intense workouts and whatnot. He doesn't want the ego to get to them.
Yeah, and I like that.
Yeah. I
Yeah,
agree
you
completely.
can't be like being your, well, it's confidence. Yeah, you gotta have confidence, but I think he wants them to know like they did have an easy. He's probably saying that. He's like, you guys fucking had an easy path last year. Blah 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 blah. You guys aren't shit. Let's do it again. Like, you got to keep these players motivated. A lot of players can't deal with that kind of shit. So I'm happy that it seems like Tatum and Brown, our stars, can deal with that pressure, and they like him as a coach. I've seen a lot
Yep.
of guys don't relate to that, and they start to bundle up and cry, but he's playing tough. He's a tough coach.
Yeah, and I like that. Like I want like a
Yeah.
fucking drill sergeant type mentality. That's what I would imagine Greg Popovich was in the Spurs, won all those titles, and they're like, I don't care. Like you, I don't care if you won last year. We have a new goal, and it's this year.
Yeah, last year doesn't mean shit. Yeah, it was fun while it lasted, but
Yeah.
it's
Was
already
and you
over.
did it.
It's over.
Congrats. It's fucking over. Yeah, and that's the brutal part about sports. I always think like if I was a sports player, like that would be so
No one cares
shitty.
about
It's
last
like,
year,
yeah,
especially
100%.
these teams that are hungry, especially the Dallas Mavericks who lost in the finals, or like Denver who wants to get back there again, or like
Yeah, all these other
OKC.
teams are dying for it.
Yeah, Bucks are probably going to be up there as much as we
Probably
hate
not.
those
Yeah, that
guys.
sucks. That was like the worst
And
player I've ever seen. Giannis is
I think he'll come
awful.
back hungry.
I don't think he will.
Or Lakers, Suns. I'm just naming off these teams in the top like 10, but
Yeah, Lakers aren't winning shit.
no, they're not. That's why they're down there.
Yeah, Mazzulla said at Media Day, whether we would have lost last year, our goal would be to win a championship this year. So I think just clearly stating that we want to win a championship every single year, that's the goal, that's the standard, that's the expectation. So what happened in the past really doesn't change when we step in for the building on this day. This day, it's to win a championship.
It's deep.
It
Joe Mazzulla got
is.
deep.
Yeah, he
And
did.
he's right. I
Plucking at
mean,
the heartstrings. I'm about to cry.
yeah, and he's got a good chance. I mean, if they should make it back to the finals. I mean, they're gonna play a lot harder, like a tougher team if they're healthy
Yeah.
again. You never know.
Well, now everyone's got him for him. Like, it's the old cliche, but it's true. Like, you're playing the defending champs.
And you know, I think there are a lot of teams in the East that are good. Are they as good as the Celtics? No, but the Knicks
No.
got better, I think.
Hardly. They got that lesbian Karl Anthony Towns. He's not impressive at all.
He's pretty good.
He's pretty not.
The 76ers, I don't think added anyone, did they?
No, they got Paul George. I think
Oh.
they could be good,
He's
but
old though.
he's a baller though. He's so smooth. He's
If he
so
stays healthy, he
smooth.
never stays healthy.
I don't know. He's been okay. Yeah, he has. Actually, you're right. He did miss a lot of time the last two
Misses so
years.
much
You're
time.
right. You're right.
I mean,
Yeah.
they have Embiid, who, if he stays
Mute's a
healthy, he
man.
misses a ton of time. Lowry, Gore. I mean, their team's
Tyrese
okay.
Maxey's the man.
Their team's okay, though.
Their team's pretty all right. But like that's that that would I would say that's the second best team in the East.
Would say them are next. Yeah, I'm still. Or Milwaukee, too. You said
I know
Giannis.
you're a believer. I think fucking Giannis sucks. But you're probably the majority. I know
Dame.
my opinion's
Yeah.
an outlier. I
I
know
mean, they're
I'm the
still
outlier in that
talented.
thought.
They're still talented. So there's three teams in the East other than us that have. They could do it.
Yeah. So am I going to see you in a Knicks jersey on a couple of episodes this season
No,
or
but
yeah, no.
I haven't watched them play yet, but I think that they are a decent team.
Yeah. You are one of the most realistic Celtics fans. That's one of the many reasons I like talking with you on the show.
Yeah, I'm not gonna blow up their ass. I mean, what I gave them a 7 out of 10. Like that's pretty
Yeah.
confidence wise, that's pretty high. I mean, a lot of people would say that's not confident at all, but
Yeah.
like in terms of
I
being
have them at a
realistic,
10. I think
oh,
they're
that's
fucking
crazy.
100%. I really do. I
Gonna
really
win.
fucking do.
Going
Yes.
to
Like
win.
I have no reason to believe they won't.
I'm
Like
just bit I'm being realistic.
100%. But like realism, unless tragedy strikes, I see no
I'm
reason
counting
why
on
they're not
that,
gonna
taking
win.
off a point for that.
Yeah.
So 9 out of 10. And then just
Nine,
like
because tragedy
repeating's
could
hard.
happen. It
Repeating's
is.
hard, but we've
It
seen
is
it
hard.
recently. Actually, a lot of teams have repeated. So
Yeah.
especially the good ones.
Yeah.
But like I
I
said
like
last
our
year, I gotta believe
chances.
it. I'll believe it when I see it.
Yes. Even into the playoffs, you were the pessimistic one of the two. And it did look bleak when we got smoked by the Heat and smoked by the Cavs in like game two of every series where you're like, what is going on here?
And they came back and just
And then they
smoked them.
destroyed them. Just and
They
none of
proved
the
me
playoff
wrong.
series were close. None of
No.
them were really close at
But
all.
we didn't get any of those like healthy teams. I don't think it would have mattered too much. Maybe it would have. Some of those games
Yeah.
were cool. But
That'll be the
yeah.
big media talking point this year is can the Celtics beat a tough playoff schedule? And I certainly think they can.
They could. But we don't know how these teams or other teams are gonna improve too. We
Yeah.
have to I wanna see these other teams play a little bit before I'm like confident about it.
I want the Bucks. I want the Bucks in the playoffs so we can smoke them and everyone can shut the fuck up.
In order for you get us to get the box, they're gonna have the box are gonna have to be good, but you don't think they're gonna be good.
No, I don't think they're going to be good, but I would like to play the Bucks in the playoffs.
I like to play the box too and
If we're
fully
the one
healthy.
seed and they're the last seed, that would work out.
Nah, East Conference Finals. I want to see them do
Yeah.
play really well so we could be like, hey, we beat Giannis, who is
Yeah.
one of the best players in the world. We beat
Fuck it.
Dame.
Go through all of them. Beat the Sixers, beat the Knicks, beat the
I mean,
Bucks.
we might have to since you could. There's a potential road where we could play all three of those teams, right?
Yeah, and that would
Maybe
be beautiful. And if we just cracked all of
mix the
them, that'd be
Hawks in there
fucking
or something.
glorious.
I don't know
Yeah,
if I play all three of
a
those teams, but
surprise team. Yeah, something like that. I
maybe
think the
put the
Hawks will be
Pistons
bad.
in their team or Pistons in their team.
Yeah, Pistons are a real threat, huh? You
Yeah,
fucking.
well, it's as like the 9 seed.
Yeah,
I just
no.
want to play them first round, get an easy team first round and put us into it. Give us like
Yeah,
the I don't know, give us
the
the
confidence.
Pistons, Cavaliers, Heat aren't going to be that great this year either. So,
Yeah, the Cavs might be all right. They were still all right last year, but
yeah, they're middle of the road. But and even in the West, there's some teams out there. Like,
yeah.
what is it?
I don't count out the Heat. I always forget about them, but I don't count them out. I still think they could be
They're
one of the
done.
best teams in the East.
Yeah,
They're done.
And then, yeah, like I said, they had OKC as second favorites to win out in the West. And,
Yeah,
OKC,
I'm not seeing
Nuggets,
that.
Dallas, Minnesota. I don't see OKC either, but maybe
You
Nuggets. If you're gonna play,
like the Wolves though, right?
I did, but then I watched some of the play in the playoffs, and I wasn't that impressed. So it's like
I
everyone
did
got
until I
everything.
saw them.
Everyone got hyped. I don't. They saw like they didn't even watch the game. I think they had a couple blowout games where they got far, and then it was just like once you watch them play, they're kind of stagnant.
Yeah, it's just give Anthony Edwards the ball and get the fuck out of the way, and that doesn't work.
Yeah, and when their shots weren't falling, they just kind of
And they have
fizzled
Rudy
out.
Gobert, who's a $260 million useless bag of shit.
He got hot. That's why they were playing well. But other than that, I think the Nuggets are better than them by far.
Yeah, I do too.
Even though I think Nuggets,
Nuggets, they
yeah.
beat the Nuggets last year, but the Nuggets just had a bad series.
Yeah, and I don't think they were 100% healthy either. And then
Yeah.
OKC is probably better than them too. So
But now that the Nuggets have Westbrook, I think they'd clean up in that series.
that's a good part. Like Westbrook, say like if we play them in the finals, Westbrook on their bench versus who? Peyton Pritchard. Westbrook's
Yeah,
gonna fuck him
it's
up.
not going to
Like
be good.
it's not gonna be good. They have the advantage
No.
at guard there on the bench. Their team's not as good as ours yet,
You
but.
gotta think that would be the mindset of like most of the teams that the Nuggets play, where it's like, the bench players are like, all right, let's come in and try not to lose the lead and try not to screw this up. And then on the other side of the court is Westbrook, who's going 100 miles a minute, every rebound, every pass, fucking dunking the entire time. The backup point guard's like, dude, what am I doing here?
You can't even play your backup against them. You gotta play your
Fuck no.
starters.
The backup's going to be like, I should have been an insurance salesman.
Bronny
I'm in the
James is gonna be
wrong
going against.
profession.
Bronny James is gonna be going up against him, shitting his pants. And I think he's actually gonna get minutes this year, which is
He
pretty
is. It's
scary.
going to be fucking pitiful. Yeah, that'll be our closing point, is a little light making fun of LeBron and Bronny. What do you think about this whole fucking fiasco?
He's on the team, right? Did he made the team?
Yeah, he's on the team. I don't know if they'll cut him. I don't think they will. You can't cut him,
Yeah,
so.
because I'm on ESPN. He's on their team roster, and they don't
Yeah.
include like G League guys on that team. Or
They
I think
do,
they do.
but like, let's be realistic. Like, they're not going to cut LeBron James's kid.
No, which is wild. And he's on this team. He's listed as a 6'2", 210
6'2"?
pounds.
Jesus, he's
So
a
he's like
small
my
motherfucker.
he's basically my size. I'm a little I weigh a little less than him right now, but he's my size.
Damn, that's not good.
In the NBA, which I'm a decent sized human for like a regular person.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say I'm a big
For
person, but
normal
like
everyday life.
I'm like definitely tall, but like he's not tall in the NBA. He's 6'7".
No.
He's short.
Chris Paul is 6 feet, which is reasonably tall in real life. Like, it's on the taller end of real life. Average American height's 5'9". And so if Chris Paul's 6 feet, he looks like a midget out there.
He does, even in the games he does. And then you have Bronny James rolling out.
2 inches taller than him.
I think he'll get minutes, and
Yeah. Oh, he's definitely going to get
I think
minutes.
he'll maybe he'll surprise some people.
But what do you think? You're a gambling man. If I was like, do you think
Rookie of the
Bronny
year.
James is gonna? Yeah,
He could. He's gonna get actually he might not get minutes because this team could compete.
Do you think he's gonna be good? If you had to place money on it, is he gonna be good or bad this season?
I think he'll be okay. He's got his dad out there with him. Will he play with
Yeah,
his dad? Yeah, they're gonna
yeah.
they want to give people the show. They want people
It's the
LeBron.
Lakers. Yeah.
Yeah,
They care
they're
more about the
Showtime.
show than they care about
Well,
actual games.
LeBron wants to win, but I think he's kind of on the tail end. He, well, obviously not kind of.
Yeah.
He is on the tail end of his career. I don't. He knows that he's not going to win it with this Lakers team. There's no way. They're
Yeah,
just
now
not
he's
good
just in
enough
it for fun.
anymore.
He's like, I'm playing with my kid. This will be cool.
He's not good enough anymore. I mean, the starting roster is not bad, starting five, but it's just not.
Yeah.
They're not finals caliber unless Anthony
No.
Davis pops off and LeBron pops
Which he
off.
was good last year, and they still didn't weren't even close.
Yeah,
So,
but LeBron's gonna have to have a historic year to win this. He would
yeah,
have to
and
go
he's
like
fucking 40 something.
he's
Like,
still scoring 30 points a game too, so
yeah,
which is wild. Do you
yeah, it
think
is
you don't think he'll
absurd.
play well?
No, I don't think so at all. Like, he'll be a good defender. Like, he's gonna try really hard. But dog, he's 6'2". Like, he averaged like 5 points a game in college, if that. Like,
Yeah, it was
what are we doing here?
the
Like, it's
Warriors.
clear nepotism.
Did you see today, I guess? Or maybe it wasn't today, but someone released that the Warriors did like him. They wanted
Oh,
to pick him,
really?
but they just gave it to like the Lakers. They were like, you could just have him.
But did they like him, or did they want him because they would possibly get LeBron?
I think they liked his skill set. That's what it said. Like this the things they so that but at the end of the day, like they would have really picked him if he was that good.
Yeah,
I don't think they would have given a
exactly.
fuck if it was LeBron's kid. They would have
Yeah.
picked him and been like, all right, well, trade me whatever you want. Trade me. And then
Yeah,
we'll give him to you.
exactly. That's the point. He's
So at the
not
end of the
good.
day, he's not good. Yeah.
No.
Every team passed up on him. He was the last pick or something, or not the last pick, but
Close to it.
he could have not been drafted.
Yeah.
I don't think any team was going to draft him. And then LeBron, they could have just signed him.
Yeah. And this
He
is
won.
obviously not a knock on late round picks. Like Manu Ginobili was like the last pick. Fucking Gilbert Arenas was the last pick.
He
Like a
won't be
ton of,
anything like them, though.
yeah, but he's not going to be anything like that. And
Well,
that's
you
the
never
point.
know. He's LeBron James's son, so you really don't know.
But I know. And I think he's going to be
He's
terrible.
18.
He is 18. You're right.
He
But I don't
started
think he's
19,
going to go
so.
through a. Do you keep growing
I
after
think you do. I
18?
think Anthony Davis grew like a shit ton.
Yeah, but that was in high school. I do remember that. He was a point guard his freshman year, and then he was a center his sophomore year.
I mean, he's LeBron. How tall is LeBron James? Why is Bronny
Six
so short then?
6'8". Well, his younger brother's a freak. I don't know if
Is
you've seen Bryce.
Yeah, I've seen him. He's
He's
big.
a monster.
His mom must be pretty short then. I mean,
I
obviously he must, or she must be like regular height.
looking it up. Savannah James height, 5'7". Oh, wow.
So
Yeah.
he's not that much taller than his mom. I mean,
No, but 5'7"'s tall for a woman.
oh yeah, but LeBron James, he didn't get any of his, he's gonna grow a little bit. He'll get framed. He'll be okay. Will he have a Hall of Fame career?
Fuck
I wouldn't
no.
say that, but like he might be a serviceable bench player throughout the league, maybe.
I think his ceiling, at best case, he's like a good defensive player, like a Tony Allen or like a Andre Roberson, like somebody who really just plays defense, like go in there and try hard,
Or
like
it's,
Marcus Smart if he didn't shoot threes and wasn't as good as defense.
yeah, and a lot of, you know, a lot of the stars that have kids and they eventually the kids play in the league, they're never as good as their dad. I mean,
No,
I don't
mo
think it's
mostly
ever.
not. Most of the kids don't even get to the league. Like Michael Jordan had two kids who played college hoops and they didn't get to the league.
Yeah, and Magic. I mean, actually, Seth Curry was better than his dad, but
Yeah.
they,
Dwayne Wade's son is now a girl, so like friggin'.
true, but one of his sons is in the league, right? Or playing
Yeah,
somewhere
Zaire. Yeah, he's like
in
a
the
G
league.
League player.
Yeah, but like, yeah, I think, like you said, his other son, Bronny, or not Bronny, what's his name? LeBron's other son,
Oh, Bryce.
Bryce,
He's
he's
going to
got a
be
shot.
nasty. He's going to be sick.
He's young though. We don't know. I mean,
He
Bronny
is.
was
He is.
good
But
in
he's a
high school
freak.
too. Bronny was playing like
Yeah, I
in some
don't
of the
think
best high
Bronny was that
schools.
good in high school. He played at the best high school. I didn't think he was that good. You can
No.
fucking money can buy you into any school.
Yeah, and being the best player, potentially the best player of all time, second top three best players of all
Yeah,
time,
that'll
you're
do
gonna,
it.
that'll do it. LeBron
He's
has a
been
lot of say.
getting college offers since he was like 5 years old. Like,
Oh yeah, any college, and he went to USC. I thought he was gonna go to Duke. I hate that.
did you want him at Duke?
Oh yeah.
You are such a tool.
Why not? You have LeBron, and I think he would have been more serviceable
Dog,
on.
he averaged like 3 points a game. You want him at Duke?
I think he would have been playing more or better on Duke. Better
Yeah.
coaching.
You think Coach K would have sculpted him into some superstar?
Coaching matters. Oh, Coach K
It
wasn't
does.
even there. Coach K
Oh,
was,
you're right. He
his,
wasn't.
yeah.
Thank
So
God Coach K retired. Fuck
he
that
was
guy.
gonna. I think coaching matters though, and being in a
It
better,
does. I agree
they're
completely.
better than USC all time in
Coaching
basketball.
powers.
So it's like,
Yeah, they are.
give him. I don't. Maybe his son will go there, or who? His son probably won't
Bryce.
even go to college. Actually, he'll probably, because they're
It'll
one and
probably
done.
be.
Bronny was just
Yeah.
one and done, right?
Yeah.
He must
Which
be.
is ludicrous. He shouldn't have been, but he was.
He should have got that college degree, but what's
Yeah.
that gonna matter? I mean, LeBron James is your dad. You don't need money.
Yeah, you're good. Yeah, you're pretty much set for
LeBron's like, I
life.
didn't even go to college. I didn't even do 1 year. I went straight out of high school, so,
Yeah.
and I'm
LeBron was
fine.
the first billionaire athlete, I believe. Maybe him or Tom Brady.
Probably him. I don't think Brady made him a bill, but
He's probably close.
yeah. But yeah,
But
LeBron. Oh, you're not. So you're not confident on him,
no, I think he's gonna
LeBron.
suck.
They come here and I think the winter time sometime. I mean, obviously it's in the winter,
We
but
going?
I already looked at tickets. You're not getting tickets to that.
Do we have to kill to get tickets to that game?
Actually, it's pretty, they go to LA 123. Maybe I'll be out there for work or something.
That'd be tight.
Wait, what is that? That's a far from now. Why is it giving me games that far out?
Is
I
it
think they.
cheaper in LA?
No, I doubt it would be more expensive because then you have like your hometown fans that want to see LeBron, and that game would be a
Yeah.
blowout, and Bronny would get in there at some point.
Yeah, exactly.
We play LA. Jeez. March 8th. Tickets are already $218
Damn.
for the lowest. And then
Eight
after that,
days before my birthday.
yeah, well, maybe it's a good birthday present.
Could be.
March, and then the next game after that, they play Utah at $56. And like, so
Yeah.
you're already quadrupling the price against the Lakers.
Yeah. We have to go to a game this year. We talk about it every fucking year. We have to go to a game. Even like a cheap, shitty one on a fucking Wednesday. Like
They're
they're
not
playing the
cheap anymore.
Hornets.
They do play the Hornets in Charlotte though for $30.
Yeah. Charlotte's sick. I would be down to go to Charlotte again. I was just there over the
Milwaukee,
summer.
October. I don't think I can go to that. Golden State come. No, they have a lot of road games early this year. Shit. They're playing like Atlanta, November 12th.
Okay.
$42.
Atlanta's gonna suck. $42, I'd do that.
Toronto,
What day of the
Cleveland.
week are these?
These are probably all weekday games too. That's why they're so low. Yeah, that
Yeah.
was a Tuesday. The next Tuesday they're playing Cleveland, $46. That's a
I'm working
TNT
from
game.
home till the end of November if you want to rip a home game.
Yeah, I mean I'm down. Minnesota, LA Clippers come here and play. $48. That's not bad.
Not bad at all. To see Kawhi Leonard lose, I'd love that.
He's even playing. Is that all they
Yeah,
have
he's
now?
definitely not playing.
They have a new
Good point.
logo too. It's pretty cool.
The Clippers do?
Yeah. Oh, they got
Really?
Mo Bamba. Okay. Yeah,
They
let's
do?
we can hit up
Wow.
a
Oh,
game. They have
wow. The
James Harden.
Clippers logo. Yeah, I guess it is kind of cool. What the hell is that design in the middle?
It's like a ship.
It looks like it, right?
Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, I'm down to go to a game.
Yeah, we gotta rip it. We've been talking about it for. I think last year was our first year back on the pod.
And I
But
don't think
I don't
I didn't go now too. I didn't go to a game last year, so
know.
it was just too
Yeah.
much. And
I
when it
don't think
came down to it,
I think I went to one, maybe two, which is abnormal for me. Usually I get like five in a year because most of the time they're fucking cheap. I swing in there on a Wednesday.
Yeah, I mean usually they're okay. Like weekdays, like you said,
Yeah.
but Tuesdays, Wednesday games when people don't want to come out to the city.
Have you heard the tactic? You fucking go and wait till like the first quarter
Jump.
starts and then friggin' buy the tickets.
Yeah, I mean I'd be down. We would just have to hope they go low.
Yeah.
I mean it'd be 45, $50 is fine for me. That's not that bad.
Yeah,
I mean,
100%.
but like if we I'd rather if we could get them at like 30, why not?
Fucking you and me were pondering over the grand finals ticket.
Yeah, until I realized that'd be a waste of money
It would be brutal.
just for a picture and memory. Yeah, I mean it would have been fun,
It would
but
be a f no, the memory is what makes it worth it. Paying $1,000 for a 3-hour event is what's not worth it.
and then to be
And then you'd be spending $200 on beers.
drinks, yeah, at least,
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah, so yeah, let's try to go to a game this year. We'll
I'd
figure it
love
out.
that. Yeah. We'll
Live record. Get
yeah,
a
we'll
press
cook it out.
pass.
That would be fucking awesome. That would be so
I hope we could
fun.
finagle our way in there.
I don't think we could. We
Hold
got a
on. I think
podcast. We
like
can
my
manage that.
yeah, we could. We have incredible. That's my
Yeah?
neighbor's singing, I think.
I don't
Oh, no,
hear
she's not on the podcast, but yeah, I can hear it.
it. She good?
No, I
No.
wouldn't say that. No. Hopefully they can
No,
hear me.
not at all. All right. Well, I think this is a wrap on episode 123 of the Rafters podcast brought to you by Couch Guy Sports, our first episode of the 2024-25 season. I'm fucking psyched. It feels so good just to fucking do this. It's fantastic. So thanks for joining me again, homeboy, and we'll catch
Yeah.
you next week.
Next week, baby.
Fuck yeah.
Gotta go.
Later.
Peace.